各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今日我要讲嘅题目仍然系关于随圣灵而行。
The topic I'm talking about today is walking in coordination with God's Spirit.
上一次我就讲到一个随圣灵而行嘅人有一个特征嘅。
Last time I said a person who walks in coordination with God's Spirit has one characteristic.
就是他会很肯应变和创新。
And that is, the person is very willing to change and adapt and be innovative.
今天我会继续讲随圣灵而行的人的另一个特征。
Today, I want to talk about another characteristic of a person who walks in coordination with God's Spirit.
首先我们翻开圣经，约翰福音三章八节。
Let's begin with the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 8.
约翰福音三章八节。
John 3, verse 8.
风随意而吹，你听见它的响声，却不知道它从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是这样。
The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes.So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
一个从圣灵生的人是怎样的呢？
What is a person who is born of the Spirit like?
他是随圣灵的带领的。
Such person follows the leading of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带领他去哪，他就去哪。
Wherever the Holy Spirit leads, he will follow.
圣灵吩咐他去做什么，他就做什么。
Whatever the Spirit of God tells him to do, he will do it.
咁圣灵又系边个呢
？And who is the Holy Spirit？
圣灵无非就系耶和神嘅灵。
The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of Yahweh God。
当神要行动、要做嘢、要喐嘅时候，圣经好多时就会话神嘅灵或者圣灵。
Every time God takes action or does something, or every time God moves, then the Bible will say that it is the Spirit of God.
例如使徒被圣灵充满的时候呢，他们就用别人的家乡话来到讲道。
For example, when the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, then they were able to speak in new languages.
又或者当圣灵责备人的良心的时候，这个人会为自己的罪痛悔流泪。
Or when the Holy Spirit convicts a person's conscience, then a person will feel sorrowful and will repent of his sins in tears.
又或者圣灵吩咐彼得去见哥尼流这个人，他是一个彼得不认识的官长。
Or when the Holy Spirit instructed the Apostle Peter to go and see a person called Cornelius, Peter went.When he didn't even know who Cornelius was.
圣灵比作风，好似风一样，风随着自己的意思吹。
Here the Bible compares the Holy Spirit with wind. Just as the wind blows according to how it chooses, so also the Holy Spirit.
圣灵按着自己的旨意去带领人。
The Holy Spirit leads people according to his will.
有时会转左，有时会转右，有时会直行，有时又会停留。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit turns left, sometimes it turns right, sometimes it goes straight, sometimes it stops.
随圣灵而行，无非就是讲紧跟圣灵的带领。
So to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit simply means to follow God's will.
按住圣灵的意思去做。
To do according to what God's Spirit wants to do.
一旦这个人知道神的意思，他会很愿意配合，所以呢，都会很肯去应变和创新。
Once what God wants to do becomes clear to the person, he is eager to follow, and he is willing to change, adapt, and be innovative.
但问题就是，你怎样知道神的旨意呢？
But the question is, how would you know God's will?
Albert 导师在上一篇道就讲到，我们要祷告。
Brother Albert pointed out last time that in order to know God's will, we must pray.
就好像耶稣一样，每天祷告来到开始一天。
Just like the Lord Jesus, we must start every day with prayer.
不过，你祷告的时候， 神有冇将佢嘅旨意话俾你听呢？
But the problem is, does God tell you what he wants to do when you pray?
有定冇呢？
Yes, no.
冇啊，如果系咁，咁我哋点跟啊？
If not, how do you follow?
如果你唔知道神嘅旨意，即使你想跟，都唔知点跟喎。
If you don't understand God's will, what he wants to do, even if you want to follow, you won't be able to.
其实任何一个有心的人都可以知道神的旨意的。
But the fact is, any person who wants to know what God's will is, can know it.
神的旨意就藏在圣经里面。
Because the will of God is to be found in the Bible.
你如果想知道神的旨意，随圣灵而行的话，就要从圣经开始。
If you want to know what God's will is, and if you're willing to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then you must begin with the Bible.
所以一个随圣灵而行的人呢，有另一个特征，就是他们会很热爱圣经。
Now, a person who walks in coordination with the Holy Spirit has another characteristic, and that is they love studying the Bible.
他们会热爱圣经。
They love studying the Bible.
但是圣经要学好耐的。
But then it takes time to learn the Bible.
如果花少啲时间、少啲心思，你都唔会明白神嘅旨意。
If you spend only a little time or a little effort in studying the Bible, you wouldn't know if God wants you to do this or that.
唔怪得有啲人知道神嘅带领，有啲就唔知道。
And that is why some people know the guidance of God for him, and others don't know.
学圣经要学好耐先至会熟练。
It takes a long time to know the Bible well.
要投入好多嘅功夫。
It requires a lot of effort.
唔热爱圣经嘅，或者唔认真对待圣经嘅咧，即使啊系信咗几十年都好，都唔会识得神叫佢转左还是转右。
People who don't love studying the Bible, or people who are not serious with the Bible, even though they may have believed for decades, they wouldn't know whether at this point of time they should turn left or they should turn right.
神的旨意可以分为两大类。
Now, the will of God can be divided into two categories.
第一种就是一般性的指引。
The first type is the general guidance of God.
是可以在圣经里面找到的。
And such can be found in the Bible.
第二种呢，就是属于特殊的指示。圣经呢，是没有明确说明的，是圣灵在那个时刻的特别的指示。
The second type is specific guidance of God. And these have to do with situations where the Bible gives no general guidelines. The Holy Spirit will haveto give specific instructions in such situation.
咁我先讲下特殊嘅指示啦。
Let us begin with the specific guidance.
我先想举两个嘅例子。
I'd like to give two examples.
一个呢就系从圣经里边睇到嘅。
The first example can be seen in the Bible.
喺《使徒行传》十六章五至七节。
In the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 16, verse 5 to verse 7.
咁嗰度咧就讲到保罗一次嘅传道旅程。
And there it speaks about one of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul.
当时佢同佢嘅同工咧就想去亚西亚呢个地方。
At that time, the Apostle Paul and his co-workers were intent of going to Asia.
但是圣灵禁止他们。
But then the Holy Spirit forbade them.
之后呢，他们又想去比推尼这个地方。
And so they changed their direction and wanted to go to a place called Bithynia.
但是耶稣的灵呢，又禁止他们。
But then the Spirit of Jesus forbade them.
这样，究竟圣灵想他们去哪呢？
So where exactly did the Holy Spirit want them to go?
有一个晚上，保罗就见到一个异象。
One night, the Apostle Paul saw a vision.
他见到一个马其顿的人站着求他，请你来马其顿来帮助我们。
In the vision, he saw a man from Macedonia standing, and the person pleaded with Paul and said, Come to Macedon, come to help us.
圣灵就是这样指示了保罗和他的同工去了马其顿了。
It is in this manner the Holy Spirit gave specific instruction for the apostles to proceed to Macedonia.
这是一种特殊的指示。
Now this is one example of God giving specific guidance.
我们在圣经呢，没得看得到圣灵想我们去哪一个地方。
Because in the whole Bible, you wouldn't be able to find clear instruction as to where to go.
当时是一个特别的情景，圣灵有特别的指示。
And that was a specific situation with a specific need, and God would give specific guidance.
咁喺我自己学习随圣灵而行嘅时候呢，我都有个少少嘅经历。
And in my personal learning of walking and moving in coordination with the Holy Spirit guidance, I have some small experiences.
咁都喺若干年前啦，当时咧我就喺越南传道。
And quite a number of years ago, at that time I was doing gospel work in Vietnam.
咁我就喺当地一个嘅教会俾一啲门徒训练。
There I was conducting some Bible training program for the believers in a church。
咁我喺越南咧都逗留咗一年嘅时间。
I spent 1 year in Vietnam。
咁有一日咧，我俾自己一日休息，可以好好咁放松亲近神。
One day I wanted to give myself a rest in order to relax and draw near to God。
咁我就带咗一本属灵嘅书籍，就去。到市中心的码头。
So I took a spiritual book with me and went to a pier near the city center.
咁喺个码头嗰度咧，我就买咗一杯奶昔，就坐低睇书啦。
I bought a glass of milkshake, sat down and started reading.
咁一两个小时之后咧，奶昔嘅饮完啦，我就企起身，沿住个海边行下。
And after 1 and 2 hours, when I finished having the milkshake, I was taking a stroll near the waterfront.
咁突然间就有一个意念嚟啦。
And then a thought came to me.
嗰个意念就系去睇下白衣。
And the thought was to go and visit an old auntie.
白衣系一个教会嘅姊妹。
Auntie, it was a member of the church.
佢嘅屋企呢就系住喺附近。
And where she lived was near where I was walking.
嗱，呢一个意念呢肯定唔系出于我自己嘅。
Now, I'm quite sure that this thought didn't come from myself.
因为那天呢，是我的休息日。
Because my idea was to give myself a rest that day.
我没打算去探哪一个人。
I had no plan to visit anybody.
而且呢，当时我的心情是非常的轻松，脑里面没有想工作。
What is more, I was feeling quite relaxed, with no intention of doing any work or service.
所以当那个意念一来的时候，我就问神啊，这个是不是你的声音？
And so when I saw the thought coming, I asked God, Oh God, is it your voice calling me?
我踌躇了1分钟，那个意念又来了。
I hesitated for about a minute, and then the same thought came back again.
虽然我不知道为什么要去找白衣，但是我最后都是去了。
And even though I didn't understand why I should visit Auntie, I went anyway.
咁我去到白衣个门口嘅时候，因为嗰啲村屋咧系冇门钟嘅，我就叫啦，白衣。
When I arrived at Auntie's door, I called her because there was no bell in the house.
白衣一见到我，佢就话：你嚟得正好啦，我正喺度谂紧，如果师母喺度就好啦。
The moment Auntie came out and saw me, she said, Oh, it's good you came. I was looking for you.
那你看看，神知道一切，祂知道白衣需要帮助，就吩咐我去帮。
So you see, God knows everything. God knows Auntie needed some help. That's why He gave specific instruction for me to do His will.
这些都是属于特殊的指示。
Now, this is an example of specific guidance from God.
或者你听来你觉得哇好神奇哦。
Now, when you listen to this, you may say, wow, this is amazing.
是啊，真是好神奇的。
It's true, it is amazing.
如果你置身其中的话，你看到圣灵的指挥，神的手怎样指挥的时候，的确是好神奇的。
If you are the one who experienced this, when you see with your own eyes,The instructions given by the Holy Spirit, how God's hand is moving you in a certain direction, then you will certainly say it's amazing.
只要你关心神的旨意，肯去跟随的话， 神自然就会话俾你听，应该转左定转右。
If only you care about what God wants to do and are willing to follow His instructions, then God will tell you to turn left or turn right.
在我们的生活里面都有很多选择。
Now we face many choices in our life, don't we?
可能这些选择未必直接和传福音有关。
And many of these choices may not have to do with sharing the gospel directly.
但是我们一样是可以寻求神的旨意的、哦。
But all the same, we can seek God's guidance in them.
我们仍然可以问神啊，你有什么带领？你想我怎样选择呢？
We can ask God, Oh God, how would you want me to make the choice? What would you want me to do?
例如你要选科读书了，你可以问神，神啊，我应不应该选这个科目？你想我读些什么呢？
For example, you are choosing what subject to study. You can pray and ask God, Oh God, do you want me to study this subject? What would you want me to study for you?
又或者选工作，你想我做这份工啊？你想我做那份工呢？
Or you have to choose what job to take up. You can pray and ask God, Oh God, which job should I take up? This one or the other one?
我们每日都有不同种类的选择。咁有时我哋都好想知道神究竟你嘅旨意如何。
We face different choices every single day, and we do want to know what God's will for you is.
不过喺我哋得到一啲特殊嘅指示之前呢，你必须要先学好第一类嘅指引，就系一般性嘅指引。
But then, if you want to receive God's specific guidance in specific situations, you must first learn to know God's general guidance.
一般性的指引呢，是藏在圣经里面的。
God's general guidance for people are to be found in the Bible.
你不需要去摸黑，在圣经里面就可以找到。
You don't have to depend on guesswork or speculations. You can find them in the Bible.
不过这些一般性的指引是要花很多年去学的。
But then it takes many years of continuous study to know these general guidance.
一边学还要一边跟着去做。
What is more, as you learn from the Bible, you must do so accordingly.
毫不犹豫地跟着去做。
Without any reluctance to follow the Bible's teaching.
如果这些一般性的指引白纸黑字都写了下来了，你都不跟的话，神又怎会给你特殊指示呢？
If you don't follow what is written in the Bible of God for you, then how will God tell you specific guidance?
正因为圣经是蕴藏着神的一般性指引，我们就不要将圣经当作小说地看了。
Now because the Bible is not a storybook, it's not fiction,The Bible is not a history book. We must not regard the Bible as a story book or a history book.
没错，圣经不是一本小说，亦都不是单单是一本历史的文献。
And that's right. The Bible is not a story book. It's not just a history book.
圣经是神的话语。
The Bible contains God's words.
是神的说话。
They are the word of God.
如果你抱住睇小说或者睇历史书嘅心态去读圣经嘅话呢，咁你最多就只系能够从圣经中学到一啲做人嘅道理嘅啫。
If you approach the reading of the Bible as if you would be approaching a story book or a history book, then at the most, what you get from the Bible is to learn a few moral lessons.
睇圣经就好似听一啲励志嘅说话。或者咧，将金句咧就当作系一啲座右铭，咁都唔错啊。
Or to find a few useful mottos for life in the Bible, or to find some comfort for your soul.
如果系咁嘅话呢，神就只不过系一种精神嘅寄托。
Now, if that describes you, then the Bible is only some comfort for your soul.
如果系咁嘅话呢，圣经睇一两次就够啦。
If that's the case, to read the Bible once, or maybe at the most twice, that should be sufficient.
不过圣经是神的说话。
But then, the fact is, the Bible is the word of God.
圣经是提及过去、现在 和将来的事。
He speaks of things past, things present, and things that will happen in the future.
在旧约经常出现几个字，就是耶和神说。
In the Hebrew scriptures, a few words occur frequently, and that is Yahweh God said.
神经常和人说话的。
God speaks with man very frequently.
神将他的计划话给关心的人听。
God tells the person who cares about what he plans to do.
圣经是载满了神对人类要讲的说话。
The Bible are full of things God wants to tell man about.
既然是这样的话，我们来到读圣经的时候，我们应该抱什么态度呢？
For this reason, what would be the proper attitude, the correct approach we should have towards the Bible?
我们来到读经的时候呢，我们是和神有互动的。
And that is, every time we read the Bible, we must be prepared to interact with God.
我打开圣经的时候，我的心就在祷告，神啊，今天你要跟我讲什么呢？你的旨意是什么呢？
So, as you open the Bible, as you read, you should say to God, Oh God, what do you wish to tell me today?What is your guidance, your will for me today?
就好像读信一样，是有一个对象的。
It should be like reading a letter. You have an object in front of you.
这封信是写给你的。
This letter is written for you.
如果这样来到看圣经的时候，看圣经是不会枯燥的，不会沉闷的。
Now, if this is the way you read the Bible, then the Bible will not be dry.It won't be boring.
相反呢，每日都是新的。
To the contrary, reading the Bible can be a new experience every day.
咁我记得曾经有一次发生咗一件事啦，我心里就唔系几高兴，唔系几能够平复。
I remember at once, and something happened, and as a result, I was feeling upset, and I wasn't calm within.
之后呢，我就睇圣经，就睇到哥罗西书第三章。
And then I opened the Bible and I found the book of Colossians and chapter 3.
好奇妙呢，一路睇嘅时候，神嘅话就即刻将我释放咗，我完全能够放过嗰件事嗰个人。
Something amazing happened as I read the words. God came and set my soul free.I was able then to forgive the person, to let go of the hurt.
现在我和你分享的时候，其实我无论怎样去想，我都想不起究竟是什么事，什么人了。
Now that I want to tell you my experience at that time, I'm not able to recall what happened exactly, which person was involved.
我现在只是记得神的话语是大有能力，他当时就释放了我了。就是这么神奇了。
What I do remember at this moment is that God's word carries a power. It sets me free. It's truly amazing.
现在我就读给大家听当日我读的圣经。
Now, I'd like to read to you the passage that I read that day.
在哥罗西书三章十三至十五节。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 to 15.
哥罗西书三章十三至十五节。如果有人对别人有嫌隙，要彼此宽容，互相饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要照样饶恕人。在这一切之上，还要有爱心。爱就是那能使人团结在一起的完美纽带，让基督的和平在你们心里做主，你们蒙召归为一体，无非是为了和平，要有感恩的心。
Verse 13 to 15, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things,Put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
圣经同你嘅生活系息息相关嘅。
The Bible should be like air that you breathe.
读经系同神有互动。
To read the Bible in a proper way, you must interact with God as you read.
你要静心嘅聆听。
You must listen to God.
要回应，要听从。
You must respond and follow.
咁样嘅话，你就一定能够经历到圣经嘅宝贵同埋能力。
If you read the Bible in this way, you will surely experience the Bible's preciousness and its power.
有一位诗人，佢写咗一篇诗篇。
A psalmist wrote this psalm.
佢一定系经历过神嘅话语嘅甘甜能力同埋宝贵啦。
Reading his psalm, I'm sure that the psalmist had experienced the preciousness, the value of God's word.
咁我抽几节就同大家读。
I'd like to share with you a selection of verses.
在诗篇119篇。
I'm referring to Psalm number 119.
诗篇119篇，我就从97节读到105节。
Psalm 119, starting from verse 97 to 105.
97节，我多么爱慕你的律法，终日不住地默想。
Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
你的命令使我比我的仇敌更有智慧，因为你的命令常存在我里面。
Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine.
我比我所有的老师明智，因为我默想你的法道。
I have more insight than all my teachers.For your testimonies are my meditation.
我比老年人更明理，因为我遵守你的训词。
I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts.
我制止我的脚不走任何邪恶的路，为要谨守你的话。
I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word.
我没有偏离你的典章，因为你亲自教导了我。
I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me.
你的话语在我的上堂多么甜美，在我的口中比蜂蜜更甜。
How sweet are your words to my taste? Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
我藉着你的训词得以明白事理。因此，我恨恶一切虚谎的道。
From your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
诗人经历过遵守神的话语是几咁好，神的话语就好似蜂蜜咁甜啊。
The psalmist has experienced how good it was when he put into practice the word of God. To him, the word of God is as sweet, even sweeter than honey.
佢经历过神嘅话语嗰种嘅能力同埋好处。
He experienced the power that is in the word of God and its goodness.
佢不禁去发出赞叹同埋敬拜。神啊，你就系独一嘅真神。
And that's why from his soul he expressed his amazement. Oh God, you are the only true God. I believe in you.
所以当我们来到读经的时候，我们必须要有一种与神互动的关系。否则，圣经只不过是好像普通的一本书而已。
And that's why I say again, when we come to the Bible, we must come with an attitude of wanting to interact with God.Otherwise, the Bible will be just like any ordinary book and nothing more.
既然读圣经是这么重要，里面是藏有神的旨意，那读圣经要读多少年呢？
Now, since the Bible contains the will of God and His guidance, now, how many years will it take for us to learn the Bible?
那学十年够不够啊？
Is 10 years enough?
还是20年呢？三十年
？Or 20 years? Or 30 years?
咁你读咗圣经读咗几多年呢
？What about you? For how many years you have read the Bible?
你对神的旨意是否了如指掌呢？
Are you very clear about the will of God?
读圣经要读几多年呢？
How many years would it take us to read the Bible?
或者我调转问翻你，如果神的说话是甘霖，是蜂蜜的话，你会不会停一天不饮呢？
Or let me put the question in another way. Supposing the word of God in the Bible is like the morning dew. Will you not have the morning dew even for one day?
神的话蕴藏着神对人类的旨意。
In the Bible is contained God's will for mankind.
一个随圣灵而行的人呢，是会很热爱圣经的。
A person who walks in coordination with the Holy Spirit is someone who is on fire with the Bible.
因为他想知道神的旨意。
Because he wants to know what God's will is.
但是你不可能听一次讲解就会完全明白的。
But then it's impossible for you to understand God's will just listening to one explanation.
因为知道和体会是两回事来的。
Because after all, there is a world of difference between head knowledge.And experience.
一个认真对待圣经的人，阅读圣经就会越觉得神的话是真实，会越觉得自己渺小。
A person who is very serious with the Bible, the more he reads the word of God, the more real, the richer it finds the Bible to be. And the more real he finds the Bible to be, he finds himself all the more smaller and more insignificant.
我的属灵的老师张希华老师从二十几岁就开始学圣经，一直到他79岁过身为止。
My spiritual teacher, Pastor Eric Chang, he first began learning the Bible when he was in his early 20s. He studied the Bible all his life till he died at age 79.
他非常热爱圣经。
He was someone who was on fire for the Bible.
他没有因为自己读了几十年圣经就觉得滚瓜烂熟啦，没什么新意啦，读够啦。
Even though he had studied the Bible for many, many years, he never thought that he knew it all. There was nothing new for him to learn.
他是不停地钻研圣经的。
No, he never stopped studying the Bible deeply.
他也都叮嘱我们要钻研圣经。
And he taught us that we must study the Bible deeply.
他成日去强调神的话很重要。
He never ceased to emphasize that the word of God was very important.
我相信神见到他这种谦虚认真的态度，所以时时都给他有心得有洞见。
I believe precisely because God saw that he was humble and he was very serious, and that's why God often gave him insight and understandings.
在张启和牧师的晚年，神给他研经的时候就明白到神并不是三位一体。
And in his old age, God chose to reveal to him that the doctrine of the Trinity was an error.
所以你说圣经真的读不完的。
And that's why we never study the Bible and read the Bible enough.
我们仍然是要去研经去明白圣经。
We must continuously study deeply the Bible and research the Bible.
张启和牧师的一生亦都是时时被圣灵引导。
Pastor Eric Chang was a person who was often guided by the Holy Spirit.
他经历了很多的神迹奇事。
And he experienced for that reason many miracles.
我们说新冠疫情是神给人类的信号。末世临近了，神呼吁世人悔改，神的儿女要赶紧的传福音。
Now we say that the corona pandemic is a God's message for man. And the message is that the close of this age is drawing near. Man must repent. And the children of God must share the gospel quickly.
我们从何得知这个是神给人类的信号呢？
How do we know that this is a message from God to man?
我们从何得知末世临近呢？
How do we know the end of this age is near?
我们从何得知神要我们赶紧传福音呢？
And how do we know that God wants us to quickly share the gospel?
咪就是靠研读圣经咯。
Of course, through studying the Bible.
圣经有历史的部分已经是实现了。
The parts of the Bible's content has to do with history, things that is past.
有现在的部分，亦都有预言将来的部分。
The Bible also speaks of things that is present, and also things that the Bible prophesies, things that will happen in the future.
有啲预言已经应验咗，有啲系正系应验紧，还有一啲未应验，但系有一天总会应验。
Some prophecies in the Bible have already been fulfilled. Some prophecies are being fulfilled at the present. Other prophecies will be fulfilled in one day, but we believe, based on the Word of God, they will surely be fulfilled.
圣经的每一部分都与我们息息相关。
Every bit of the Bible are down to earth, and they have everything to do with our lives.
今日的信息我要结束了，我要做一个总结。
Now I'd like to come to my conclusion of today's message.
一个随圣灵而行的人的另一个特征就是他会热爱圣经。
A person who walks in coordination with God's Spirit has another characteristic, and that is that person is on fire for the Bible.
因为从圣经里面我们会找到神的旨意。
That's because from the Bible we can find the will of God.
是一般性的指引。
I mean, in general guidance of God.
热爱圣经，认真咁样去读圣经。读经嘅时候，要同神有互动。
When we are on fire for the Bible, when we are serious in studying the Bible, every time we read the Bible, we must interact with God.
要回应，要听从，要坚守。
We must respond. We must obey and follow. We must persevere.
咁样做嘅话咧，久而久之，圣灵喺一个特别嘅时刻就会带领你转左定系转右啦。
When we persevere over time, then the Holy Spirit will be able to instruct you to turn left or to turn right at a certain specific situation.
但系如果圣灵冇俾你任何特殊嘅指示嘅时候咧，你就跟住圣经嘅一般嘅指引。去做就得噶啦。
But then, in those times when the Holy Spirit does not give you specific guidance for specific needs, then you only need to live according to the general guidance that are found in the Bible.
你系唔需要觉得迷茫。
You don't need to feel confused, not knowing what you should do.
不过，如果你知道神嘅旨意之后，仍然觉得迷茫嘅话，我谂唯一嘅解释就系你唔想听从神嘅旨意，你唔想随着圣灵嘅指挥而行。
But then, supposing you already know what God's will is, but you still feel confused not knowing what you should do, then I think the only explanation is that you don't want to listen to God's will. You don't want to do according to the Holy Spirit's instruction.
这个是唯一一个解释。
That is the only explanation.
今天我的信息是到这里。
So here I conclude my message today.
那我们大家可以默祷。
And let's each of us have a time of quiet prayer before God.